Tennessee State Fair, your home for food, fun, and staph infections. Did I say that out loud? This is the theme. Right up the road, our friends in Bowling Green, Kentucky, they're home of the Corvette. Of course, we have the Corvette National Museum there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the also GM plant where they make Corvettes is there.
Okay.
They make a wonderful high-performance automobile. Maybe they should maybe spend a little extra money making a better fence.
more security?
I guess last March, I don't know if you remember the story, but I guess about 8 Corvettes were stolen right there out of the assembly plant in the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
They were able to round them up. But just this last week, it happened again.
Oh.
Apparently, they didn't fix the fence. And they stole one of the Corvette ZR1s. And this is a super fast car, so
kind of the perfect car.
Yeah, for if you're going to steal a car and you want it to go super fast to be able to get it away from the police,
yeah,
that's the one. But I guess they were able to arrest a 20-year-old guy who did it. But looking up about this car, do you know how much it costs?
Okay, let me guess.
Okay,
$117,000.
That's low.
It's low.
Oh yeah, I guess the base price for the 2025 Chevrolet Corvette ZR1 starts at $178,000.
What?
And if you want to get the deluxe model, it goes up to about $199,000.
Oh, my gosh. I don't blame him for trying to steal it.
But, yeah, maybe sell a couple extra cars and, build a taller fence.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
yeah, and maybe don't fill them up with gas so that, if people try to steal them, they can't go anywhere.
What were they thinking, leaving it filled with gas with the engine running and the keys in it?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
They were just begging to get stolen.
Yeah, come on. Feeling good, like I should.
Winning the blue around the neighborhood. Today's Mood Boost is about a real-life hero named Happy Gilmore. Instead of hitting the green, this Happy saved a man's life right here in Tennessee. In Portland one morning, he was driving when he noticed a cyclist lying unresponsive side of the road. So without hesitation, the retired first responder, he jumped into action.
Oh, he knew what to do. That's awesome.
He knew what to do, once a first responder, always a first responder.
Pretty much, yeah.
So he checked his pulse. He found it, he barely had a pulse, was barely breathing. So he started CPR. The medical professionals came, and the cyclist survived.
Awesome.
Yeah. Saved by Happy Gilmore. How many people can say that?
I know. That is so awesome. Very cool. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Murfreesboro, Berry Hill, and Brentwood. Of course, what's the latest on the Tesla tunnel? over by the state capitol, they fenced off a big parking lot area, big old fence where you can't really see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But News Channel 5 has their helicopter, and they've taken some shots from above to show that there's a big hole there. It's a test hole as they're trying to see what the layout of the ground is. They say, of course, they call it Rocky Top, so that's going to mean there's going to be lots of limestone.
Yeah,
are they going to be able to drill through all of the area?
Just because they do like a 10-foot sample doesn't necessarily mean like the 10 miles is going to be as easy.
Kudos to whoever on Nashville Reddit posted a picture of it, and it said, check out Bill Lee's gaping hole. Which I admire that.
That is pretty funny.
Of course, it's the Elon Musk's Boring Company, which is a perfect name. And I guess Elon Musk now, he's fighting with his own chatbot. Grok, the one on X.
Yeah.
Grok. And I guess Grok, his chatbot, has taken the side of his rival. I guess there was a whole thing with Apple supposedly suppressing X and blah, 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 blah. And I guess Grok has said, no, I'm on his side. So now Elon Musk is vowing that they're going to fix things with Grok so that he'll take his side instead. It's one of those things where, you know, you've seen horror movies where the mad scientist has right. his creation turn against him.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't end well for the mad scientist.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can look for that coming up in the very, very near future.
It sounds like Grok is trying to, like, balance the system here, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Mm, how we'll dare see. You? How dare you being a free-thinking bot?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
The fair opens today at 4 p.m., so I just thought I would give you some things you need to know about it. You will be walking through metal detectors, so make sure you know you leave all your weapons at home. You can only bring in, you know, those small, like, clear bags. So
yes,
pack accordingly.
Yes, yes.
Diaper bags are obviously allowed and permitted. There is general parking for free, but there's $10 preferred parking if
Ooh.
You want to park closer. Which
yeah.
doesn't sound like a bad idea if it's going to be so hot. You don't
uh-huh.
want to be sweating by the time
and
you get
And you're
going to
be
there.
Eating food that's very good for you on concrete in the heat.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah. Also, you can't purchase ride armbands on Saturdays, so make sure you prepare in advance.
Mm. Tennessee State Fair, your home for food, fun, and staph infections. Did I say that out loud? Hey, somebody has given advice about if you're playing rock, paper, scissors, what's the best choice? Apparently, 34% of people go with rock.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
23% say scissors. Only 20% said paper.
Okay, so go with paper so that you can beat rock.
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah, maybe. Of course, you know, the rock breaks. No, the rock breaks the scissors.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say bust through the paper.
No.
No.
It probably would.
I think that's just the way I used to try to cheat
yeah.
as a kid.
That's not a bad idea. So Miranda Lambert has founded Mutt Nation Foundation, which gives money to different vet programs across the country.
Cool.
And they have awarded $255,000 to different animal welfare organizations this year. Pretty cool, especially
nice.
All that's going on with, like, everything that's happening in the country weather-wise and everything.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton
yeah.
of animals displaced.
No kidding.
So they're really making a difference out there.
Good job. Good yeah. job, Miranda Lambert. Every December at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, which is not going to be called that very much longer,
yeah.
President Trump made the announcement of the honorees that will be celebrated. It's a show that they have on CBS. Who, you know, the network that bends over backwards to help the president.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he has announced on Truth Social that it is now going to be renamed the Donald J. Trump Center for the Performing Arts.
Oh, gosh.
And this year's honorees are...
Drum roll.
George Strait. Okay.
Yeah.
Broadway star Michael Crawford, who played the Phantom in The Phantom of the Opera, which is like, okay.
Okay, yeah.
But what has he done lately?
Cool, yeah.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone, who is, you know, an amazing thespian.
Yeah.
Kiss, apparently, that, you know, the president likes.
Yeah.
And Gloria Gaynor.
Yes, I will survive.
I know. Could they pick somebody that had more than one hit?
I guess not.
But I guess the president also joked that he's always wanted to be honored at this show, and he's waited and waited and waited, but it's never happened. But
Aww.
Now, since he's the chairman, maybe it will happen. And they also said he has been strong-armed into hosting the show. I'm sure that took a lot of talking him into it.
They really had to twist his arm, I'm sure.
No, no, no. No, you know me. I don't want attention of any kind.
No,
I don't
no.
want to host the show. But
someone else should be doing it.
But my people say I have to do it, so yeah. So that's going to be coming up in December. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jem Show. It is Gender Wars time. Once again, brought to you by our friends at Structure Group. They built my fence, but that's just the beginning. They can do indoor, outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us.
Woo.
For the guys in the audience, we have John in Franklin. Hey, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. And for the ladies, we decided you're going to be on until you win. We have Candace in Columbia. Hello, Candace.
Hello again.
Okay, you haven't had a good track record lately, but maybe today will be your day.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah, maybe so. We have a get acquainted question. You answered this one before, Candace. What's the one thing you can cook really well?
I'm going to say meatloaf today.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Love meatloaf.
All right.
There you go. John, what can you cook well?
Well, I'm an executive chef, so I like to think I can cook just about everything well.
Wow.
All right.
Humble brag. Good job. All right. We have our serious questions now.
Got to do something right.
We have a get acquainted question, of course, out of the way, and now we have multiple choice. Candace, was the Titans' new quarterback, Cam Ward, drafted from LSU, Alabama, or Miami?
Miami.
Yay!
Off to a good start.
You got the first one right.
Okay, John, would you find a proving drawer in the bathroom, bedroom, or kitchen?
A proving drawer. Bathroom.
No, I'm surprised you don't know this. In the kitchen.
Yes, for baking, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Proofing.
Proofing.
I thought you said proving, like
P-R-O-V. Oh, it's proof. Okay, well, it could have been a misspelling there, so. The question is under review.
Yes.
All right. Candace, in poker, a hand with a pair and a three of a kind is called what?
A full house?
Look at you go.
Okay, John, rumor has it that Kylie Jenner just ended her relationship with what Hollywood actor?
Is it Tia something? I have no... Screw.
Okay.
Okay.
As opposed to Tia something? Okay, it goes to you, Candace.
Is it Timothy Chalamet?
It is Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
Hey, Candace redeemed herself.
And yes. Candace wins in something we thought would never happen. Woo! Candace is the winner. Good job. We have a family four-pack of tickets to the PBR Rodeo this weekend at the Bridgestone Arena. Mm-hmm. Also, a certificate of bragification that you worked so hard to get.
You sure did.
I did.
John, we hope you play again real soon. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim. Totally hits 93.3 FM. Jim is out sick today. Yeah. I don't know if he's really sick or maybe he just wants to be first in line when the gates open for the Wilson County Fair.
He's getting ready to sweat his balls off.
Exactly. It is the first day of the Wilson County Fair, which has now officially become the Tennessee State Fair.
Yeah, there's like 14 titles.
Yeah, the old fairgrounds, you know, was kind of run down, and it's home to like flea markets and a racetrack now.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, Wilson County is the official state fair now. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty funny. Nate Bargatze, one of our favorite comedians who lives right here, you know, part of the time in Old Hickory.
Yeah.
He had a joke about the Wilson County Fair saying like, wow, how safe do we feel riding on rides that were on the interstate an hour ago?
I know. And you can find like a screw and a bolt on the concrete next to it. That's also not comforting either, is like, God forbid something happens and you fall, it's on concrete.
Yeah, because, you know, the fairgrounds it's going to be in the 90s, upper 90s today.
Yeah.
Feeling like it's over 100 with the heat index.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be out on concrete.
Yeah.
Eating, you know, fried food.
And the food trucks that are there give off even more heat.
So it's a wonderful, pleasant thing. It is your one stop, the Tennessee State Fair, your one stop for food, fun, and staph infections.
Yes.
And today they kick things off with a salute to pork.
Yeah, I guess it's the year of the pork.
Year of the pork.
Yeah, the tagline is going hog wild and bacon memories at the fair,
which I think
is so funny. But yeah. I guess it's just highlighting the significant role the pork industry plays in Tennessee, which I didn't know it played that big of a part. So that would be cool to learn about.
Yeah, we're all about pork.
I do love bacon.
We don't want to just eat it. We want to learn about it.
I do,
that's what the state fair is all about. Starting today through the 23rd of August.